Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, you and I are going on an adventure into a super fun story called The Silly Squirrel's Spring Cleaning.
That's right. And you're going to meet a very special squirrel named Nutty Nibbles. He lives in the twistiest, turniest tree in the whole of Twigglewood Forest. Now, Nutty is known for a few very silly things.
Oh, he sounds like quite a character. For starters, picture this. A squirrel wearing mismatched socks, but on his ears. That's nutty for you.
On his ears. Okay, that is pretty silly.
Yeah. And he also loves making acorn smoothies with a sprinkle of glitter. Sounds kind of sparkly, doesn't it?
Sparkly smoothies. Interesting. But here's the big thing about Nutty, right?
Yeah.
His treehouse.
Exactly. Nutty never, ever cleans his treehouse. He calls all the mess his creative clutter.
Creative clutter. I like that. It makes it sound almost planned, you know, like all those bits and bobs are there for a specific reason.
Right. But sometimes even the most creative clutter can cause a bit of a problem, a kerfuffle, you might say.
You got it. So one sunny spring morning, a big gust of wind came along, whoosh, and it blew a whopping 300 peanut shells right out of Nutty's window.
Whoa, 300. Can you imagine just seeing all those peanut shells flying through the air?
That's a lot of snacks taking flight. And it definitely got some attention. A little bluebird saw it all and thought, it's raining snacks. Which is pretty funny, actually.
It is very funny. But not everyone thought it was quite so amusing. Soon enough, along came Forest Cleanup Inspector Grizzle the Badger.
Ah, Inspector Grizzle. And she looked very serious, right, with her clipboard and everything.
Totally. Inspector Grizzle sounds like someone who likes things neat and tidy. When she saw Nutty's treehouse, especially after, like, a little spill of colorful jelly bean wrappers happened too, she knew she had her work cut out for her.
Oh, absolutely. She took one look inside and declared it a squirrel-sized superstorm that absolutely needed.
Spring cleaning. With exclamation points, I bet. You can just picture her tapping her foot and looking sternly at poor Nutty.
How did Nutty react to this? He wasn't exactly jumping for joy, was he?
Not at all. He insisted he knew exactly where everything is. It's funny how sometimes when things look messy to others, we still have our own system, even if it's a little unusual.
Exactly. He had his own logic. And to prove his point, Nutty did the most Nutty Nibbles thing ever.
Oh, yeah. What'd he do?
Well, first, he reached into a boot and pulled out a spoon.
Yeah, okay.
And then
yep.
He lifted up a hat, and underneath it was a talking sandwich.
No way! A talking sandwich?
Well,
seriously?
Seriously, can you believe it? Inspector Grizzle's reaction was just perfect, very polite. Is that sandwich talking?
I bet. That really showed just how much cleaning needed to happen, didn't it? But Nutty wasn't exactly rushing to grab a broom.
No, he tried some of his own creative cleaning methods first. We're talking using a spaghetti noodle as a tiny broom.
A spaghetti noodle broom.
And a fluffy squirrel tail wig as a mop. It shows he was trying, you know, in his own special way, but maybe not the most effective way.
Right, probably not getting much done. And then came the chaos. A big tumble involving rubber duckies and a bucket of sticky marshmallow goo.
Oh, dear. Sticky?
Yeah. And Nutty dramatically cried out, I'm drowning in organization, which is pretty funny when you think about it.
It does sound a bit overwhelming for him.
Yeah.
But just when it seemed like Nutty was completely lost in the mess, who showed up?
His amazing friends, Millie the Mouse, Bop the Bunny, and Tuna the Turtle all arrived.
Oh, that's great.
And they came with big smiles and, even better, with actual cleaning stuff and snacks. Because every good cleaning adventure needs snacks, right?
Oh, absolutely. Snacks are key. That's so thoughtful of them. And it shows how much they care about Nutty. What's really lovely is how each friend helped in their own special way.
It was brilliant. Bop the Bunny, who apparently loves wearing hats, sorted colorful buttons while wearing like 10 hats at once. Imagine how silly that looked.
10 hats. Wow.
And Millie the Mouse was super busy vacuuming up all the dust bunnies. But these weren't just any dust bunnies. They were hopping dust bunnies.
Hopping dust bunnies. That sounds like a real adventure in itself.
Right. And then there was Tuna the Turtle, who took on the really important job of organizing Nutty's huge acorn collection.
Oh, how did Tuna organize them?
Not just any old way. Tuna sorted them by their shape, how sparkly they were, and even how crunchy they sounded.
By crunchiness. That's amazing attention to detail.
Talk about thorough. And as they all worked together, something really cool happened. They started to uncover all sorts of fun surprises hidden in Nutty's creative clutter.
Like what? What kind of surprises? I'm imagining all sorts of forgotten treasures.
You're right. They found Nutty's missing sock collection.
The ones for his ears?
Maybe. And that mysterious talking sandwich, of course.
Yeah.
And even a note written in jelly that simply said, clean me. It was like a treasure hunt in his own treehouse.
That sounds like way more fun than just cleaning. And after all that teamwork, Nutty's treehouse must have looked totally different.
Completely transformed. For the first time in ages, you could actually see the floors and the walls. There was even enough space for Nutty to twirl around.
Wow.
He was so surprised and happy. He just gasped, my treehouse is amazing.
Ah, oh, that must have felt so good for Nutty. And what did Inspector Grizzle think when she came back to check? Was she impressed?
Oh, she was absolutely thrilled. She could hardly believe her eyes. She said the treehouse was sparkly and spotless.
Sparkly and spotless. High praise from the inspector.
Definitely. And she even said it smelled of lemon and slightly burnt acorns, which sounds like a very unique but pleasant smell, maybe.
It certainly sounds memorable. And what did Nutty learn from this whole cleaning adventure with his friends? Did it stick?
Well, the biggest thing was that cleaning didn't have to be boring or, you know, a chore. He actually found that it could be fun, especially when he was doing it with his best pals.
That's a wonderful lesson. Teamwork makes the dream work, even the cleaning dream. And it seems like Nutty really took it to heart. What did he do after that?
He made cleaning a regular thing. He started having weekly cleanups called Sweeping Saturdays. Isn't that a catchy name?
Sweeping Saturdays. I love it. And he even invented a musical mop to make it even more fun.
A musical mop. That sounds exactly like something Nutty would come up with. Did he manage to keep everything tidy after that, generally?
For the most part, yeah. He started labeling everything so he would know where it belonged. Tubs for this, shelves for that.
Smart move.
Except there was one thing he didn't label. Those mystery jelly sandwiches. The story says some things are just meant to be a little bit of a mystery.
Huh. That sounds just like Nutty. Some creative clutter is okay, maybe. So, wrapping up, what are some of the big lessons we can take away from Nutty Nibbles and his spring cleaning adventure?
Well, I think it shows us that even big tasks like cleaning can be much more fun when you do them with friends. And maybe put on some music like Nutty's mop.
Good point. Music helps everything.
It also shows that when things are tidy, you can find new space and maybe even new ideas. It might seem like a messy space is creative, but sometimes a clean space can help your creativity bloom too.
That's a really great point. You find things you forgot you had. And it really highlights how teamwork can make even the trickiest jobs easier and way more enjoyable, even for a silly squirrel who wears socks on his ears.
Exactly. So for everyone listening right now, maybe think about one small thing you could tidy up today. It could be putting away your toys or maybe organizing your crayons or your books.
Yeah, just one little thing.
You never know what fun things you might discover, like a talking sandwich, probably not. Or what new space you might make for playing or creating something new.